Kansas State found a way to win at Tulane. That's all that matters. As far as the Wildcats, the one thing that is confusing to me for a team that has the ability to be one of the top 12 teams in the country this year,
and
as in
get in the college football playoff.
Avery Johnston, they got to let him do what he does best. Like, they have got to open things up a little bit for him if they want to maximize, to me, what you have at quarterback. Like, I think he's going to be really good, but so far I haven't seen anything that, like,
meets
what we've all been told, and I don't think it's his fault. I think they need to open things up at some point. I know they got the win, but, like, to me, they're not letting him do everything that he's capable of doing.
They got to slow starts on offense in both week one and in week two.
Yeah, I think it's conservative play calling for the most part. I was far more impressed in week two out of Avery Johnston than what I thought was a really mediocre week one for them in a game in which I felt like they could have blown them out even more. There's really two big takeaways. One, I think that Mensa kid might be a future first-round pick. That kid could play. He can absolutely play. So having to hang against him, yeah, it was going to be a battle. Because when it all shakes out, people are going to talk about that kid more and more over the next couple of years in college football, or he's going to end up in an even bigger program, and you'll really know his name by then. But Avery Johnson was a huge reason why they won that game. The only question I have remaining on their offense is, are you going to get Dylan Edwards the ball more? Because every time he touched it was good for 20, and I'm not sure why they didn't utilize that more. Much like you talked about with other run games in the NFL, I'm not sure how you couldn't look at that game, and you talked about in the Kansas game. I'm not sure you could look at that game and not say, let's get Dylan Edwards the ball more. Let's just be a running team. Like, in a lot of ways, I know you're saying open it up for Avery Johnson, but for me, that comes off of handing the ball off in these situations where the way they run is so effective. I'm not so sure that you shouldn't dominate teams in that way, a way a college football team could, where you should be 250 yards on some Saturdays or 300 yards rushing on some Saturdays. Not all of them, but you could have done that against Tulane.
The way that you're talking about is you want them to be more like the way Ole Miss was when they had Quinshon Judkins
last
year, where they utilized two or three different running backs and Jackson Dart could run, where, I mean, they ran for 215 yards and DJ Giddens is the bell cow, but
yeah, I feel like they could. I think they should split that more with Edwards and Giddens.
I know what you're saying, where getting Edwards, even if it's out of the backfield, like they've
coached
the ball a couple of times, but find a way to, because the premise around Avery Johnson, or the consensus seems to be, compared to Will Howard last year, Avery Johnson's he's got better arm talent than Will Howard, to where you can open up let him throw the ball a little bit more because he's got that capability. But I thought
a lot of stuff behind the line of scrimmage.
One of the things for Kansas State that I'd be a little bit concerned by, though, is the secondary. Coach Klieman is praised all summer long. They got shredded. I think he is too, but there were blown coverages left and right in that game too. I mean, for them to find a way to win it, they were able to create some turnovers and cause problems. It's a really high quality win for K-State. I think people look back on this one and circle it. Yeah, it's a really good win on the road. The Big 12 is as wide open as any other conference is, maybe the most open, because KU still has a shot at it. K-State is in a really good spot. Utah has looked a little shaky. They looked a little shaky against Baylor yesterday, only won by 11 points. Cam Rising, of course, health is a concern with him, but K-State are in a good position. Oklahoma State found a way to win against Arkansas as well.
Yeah, Cam Rising hurt his hand. They don't think it's serious, but he's got a hand injury of some sort. We'll talk a little bit more about Missouri tomorrow because they haven't given up a single point.
That was a no-sweat Saturday for them.
The Missouri Tigers have now given up a single point to open up the season.